We understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
Scheman and Shepherd, 993 ESPN. And the 99.3 ESPN app. It is a hump day Wednesday, but not really. We're past the hump. We are not going to be on the air Friday. It is a holiday weekend.
You know,
you gotta push the button on. Are you on?
Yeah, I'm on.
What were you doing?
Nothing was off.
Oh, you know what it was? I didn't push your button on because you were walking into the room.
Oh.
Clumsily, I might add. So he got rid of your mic while
it's
I started
not
the hour.
Clumsily walking.
Where were you? Were you outside? Is it still sunny?
I was out discussing life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness with a couple of people. What is
developing news?
Oh, please.
Update from my house. My dog
has pooped.
Is alive, has not thrown up, nor has she pooped in the house. It seems that my mess up, she didn't have to pay the price for it, which I'm very relieved to hear.
For those that are just getting off work and tuning in, wow. Chris kind of let the dog food bag run a little dry, didn't have any food left, and had to make a snap decision this morning because he didn't go to the store to get more dog food.
Mm-hmm.
Give some milk bone or some human food. Gave her sloppy joes
with onions in it.
With onions in it,
and not a lot of onions.
Taco Bell seasoning.
A half an onion.
I was more concerned about. I didn't give her a half an onion. There was a half an onion in the whole ground beef batch, and I gave her literally three spoonfuls. Not a lot. Now, the Taco Bell seasoning, I was concerned about that from the beginning.
I'm concerned about that as a human.
Oh, what are you talking about? The Taco Bell ground beef seasoning packet?
I'll make my own.
Fantastic.
All right, now, here's the deal. All right, so far, so good. There's no vomit or diarrhea around the house, according
right.
to the report.
Not that's found yet.
Now, may I ask a personal dog question? What time of day is the normal bowel movement
six
of your
and
dog?
Six.
Six and six. All right. So we're an hour away.
But you can let your dog out.
Yeah, that'll be better.
Right, yeah.
You still may have, like, you know, massive diarrhea all over the place. I'm just saying.
Well, it's going to rain Friday. It's going to wash all that away.
And you don't clean up on your walk at your neighbor's houses, if I do recall.
No, I clean up. What are you talking about, Craig?
What answer do I give here? You're on the record. I'm sorry. It's been on the air before.
Too many neighbors know what I do now. It can't be as open. Except about my HOA president.
Yeah?
That lady.
I forgot what your beef was with her.
Oh, just everything.
Move your car.
Trash cans, cars. Gates.
No, she hasn't got me on any of the gates yet.
The ones you snuck
in. I should email her about the gate. The stupid gate doesn't work when I've had too much to drink.
Truth of the Nine says, you know, dogs will eat just about anything, especially when they're hungry. Yeah, I mean, dogs will
wait,
keep eating until they puke.
Where's the breaking news?
Philly, Kevin, Chris,
you don't want to eat your furniture, though.
No, Philly, Kevin, my dog does not eat
poop.
her own poop.
A lot of puppies do that. But
some dogs have done it.
Yeah.
It's not pleasant.
Yes, guys, I know. Onions are bad for dogs.
Now, keep texting in.
We've been 40 minutes on this topic.
God almighty.
All right. Back to real news.
LSU just announced Joe Oliva has a new role. Is Jeff Goodman kidding?
He's not fired?
No, this is a statement from LSU.
He's not fired?
No. Special assistant to president for donor relations. The frontrunner to replace Oliva is Texas A&M AD Scott Woodward. I wonder what Jimbo Fisher's going to say about that.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's what I was talking to Chris about during the break.
Have we run down the Green Bay Packers schedule?
I just saw that, yeah.
The whole thing is out.
Yep.
All right, let's recap here. 5 o'clock hour. I don't want to do a mea culpa.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of fake news mixed into the news yesterday with the leaking stories around the NFL. For example, we still think that the Miami Dolphins are still slated for the Thanksgiving game against the Cowboys.
No, they are.
And then yesterday there was like, no, it's the Rams. Yeah, it's still the Dolphins.
The schedule comes out officially in 3 hours.
Miami will open up at home against the Baltimore Ravens, and Tampa Bay will open up at home for the first time in 3 years or 4 years against the San Francisco 49ers.
Is Jacksonville at home?
Jacksonville, I believe.
Hang Could on. Be a little fun stat. When's the last time these three teams opened up the season at home?
That is a fun stat. Let's see.
Big weekend.
But we do have the full 16-game schedule for the Packers, including the bye week.
Before you run that down, I'm going to call it right now. Detroit at Lambeau, week 17.
Jaguars are home, week one. Against...
Hold on. My Lions are more important than your little function.
I asked the Jags question.
Dang it.
Giants are home week one. I mean, the Jaguars are home against week one against Kansas City.
Oof.
Sheesh. That's a loss.
That stinks. All right. Packers full scheduled leak. Craig, you were half right about the final game of the year for the Packers.
Oh, it's
it
in
will
Detroit?
Be against Detroit. It will be at Ford Field, though.
We don't have to go to Lambeau in December?
Well, nope. Look what you did last year. You killed Aaron Rodgers. Well,
that's true. We won by 30 points.
All right. Packers schedule week one. They will have the opening Thursday night football game on NBC at Chicago. Week two, the Packers host the Vikings. They actually have three home games in a row. After hosting the Vikings, they host the Broncos, then the Eagles also on Thursday night.
Okay.
Week five, Green Bay at Dallas. Doesn't have a time here. I'd imagine that's 4:25.
Probably.
Yeah. Week six, Monday Night Football, when they host the Detroit Lions.
That's week six?
Week six.
I got a mid-October game in Lambeau?
Yeah, that's nice.
That's nice.
Next week, the Packers host the Raiders. Then the following 2 weeks, they're on the road at the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football, which we knew, and at the Chargers. Week 10, the Packers host the Panthers. Bye in week 11, then road games in San Francisco and against the Giants. Before two home games against the Redskins and Bears, followed by two road games at Minnesota. Monday Night Football, final Monday Night Football game of the year, will be Packers-Vikings, and then at Detroit to close
those
out the
two
season.
Games are going to be gigantic.
Yeah.
That's going to affect all three teams, obviously, and playoff implications will be on the line because they all should be contending for that division.
Fun fact, we'll have it wrapped up by then.
Well, you might, but that could mean...
Well, clinched. We'll have a little asterisk next to our name in the standings. Clinched. Home field advantage.
The Chiefs and Bears will face off week 16 on Sunday Night Football.
Yep.
The Bears. Oh, we knew that. I'm sorry. Yeah. We knew that one. We said that. New audience.
Yeah.
Taking care of all you guys.
Yeah, that's why I kind of run through some of these again because I think it's
not sure who Tampa Bay has in week two, but we know they are at – they're going to host the Giants in week three. We know that.
Okay.
My microphone needs
– We also know DW they will 40. Play – What?
Don't mind me. I have to tie my shoe. Go ahead.
I have to tie my shoe. Cowboys open up their season at home against the Giants. Eagles open up their season at home against the Redskins. Followed up with a Sunday Night Football game on the road versus the Falcons. The Jets are at Buffalo. They are in Cleveland week two, not week one, week two on Monday Night Football.
Week eight Monday Night Football, you got the Dolphins at Pittsburgh.
Yep.
Nice.
And I'm sure some more stuff will come out.
And week two, the Patriots at Miami. And then week 17, Miami at the Patriots.
Yep, Finns Giants, week 15.
Yeah.
That's a big game right there, boys.
Well, for,
big game
for,
right
for
there.
For Tech and Tua. You're assuming the Giants don't take a quarterback, which we are hearing more and more. I am anyway. I think Chris agrees that they're going to go D-line with that pick, with the first pick. With the sixth
pick. I say they only do that if they make a trade to get another quarterback. There's no way they come out of this next week without some sort of quarterback to replace Eli.
It may not be one of the top five or six out there. Maybe they go after Greer in the second round, something like that, if that's the case.
Okay, that's acceptable.
All right, a new nugget for week one.
Oh.
The Tennessee Titans will open up the season on the road against the Cleveland Browns.
Hmm.
Browns, Titans, week one?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's a win for Baker.
Should be.
Should be.
Right. Remember.
Well, you guys really.
Ryan Tannehill, backup quarterback now for the Tennessee Titans.
You know, I did forget that.
I might get a jersey.
No, you're not.
No, I'm so happy to have him out of Miami. I might get myself a Ryan Tannehill Tennessee Titans jersey. The nice light blue one, though.
I said Mariota put on 5 to 10 pounds. Of a muscle, I saw that yesterday.
Yep.
But I put what on does 5 that to mean? 10 pounds.
My guess is Tannehill is going to be in there before week six at some point.
Oh, Mariota does not play full seasons.
No. Nope.
But neither does Tannehill, which is nice that you could piece together a very average quarterback between the two.
Total opposites.
See, I really don't think they are. I think they're very similar, actually.
Well, statistically-wise, they might be. But
no, I think like playing style as well. Like they're both probably better outside the pocket than inside the pocket. Not great athletes, but good enough to use their legs, you know, just enough to be dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel's a solid backup in this league, man. Solid.
Solid.
Who's backing up Fitzy?
We don't know. Whoever they draft.
Let me look that up.
Haskins.
Who is it right now? They let go. Oh, it's Hogan from Stanford, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I'm looking it up.
Yikes.
You
said that was some
enthusiasm. No, it was Luke Falk from Washington State. Mike Leach product.
I can hear the chants already.
Luke.
No, not that one.
Luke. The Panthers will open up their season at home versus the L.A. Rams. And I believe L.A. Rams and the Saints will play in a rematch in week two at 4 o'clock. Or, in New Orleans. Yep.
By the way, a little fun fact. I was reading a little Mike Florio this morning, Pro Football Talk.
Mm-hmm.
He insists, Pete, that Russell Wilson's contract is not as good as Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, and he said that on TV a couple days ago. And like he said, he thinks, I don't know about that. But, yeah, go ahead.
Well, what he's talking about is basically 68% of Russell Wilson's contract is guaranteed and only 44% due to injury or whatever. When you look at Kirk Cousins' contract, it is fully guaranteed for the $84 million, and he hits free agency again sooner. That was the base. I'm really giving you a synopsis there.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into the weeds.
Exactly.
He says it's a better Kirk Cousins got the better deal. 100% guaranteed. There you go. I don't know if you believe it or not.
Well, like I said, Mike thinks that Russell Wilson should have held out for more, so he could have got a lot more.
He did say that.
But, you know.
Nosebleeds.
A lot more being the highest paid player in the NFL and the most guaranteed money in NFL history. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, take your pick.
When is enough?
They're both sweet spots.
When is enough?
What are you talking about, Pete? You always love go for the money, man.
I'm not talking about a few thousand dollars here to play basketball, a few thousand there as a college kid. I'm not talking about your highest paid $140 million contract. And by the way, compared to the NBA, he wouldn't even be close.
Not
he'd
even
be
close.
In the top eight.
But he's not tall enough to be in the NBA.
Well, you know, I mean, as far as salaries go.
Got big hands. Good hand size.
Let's go to the phones at 239-337-ESPN. Jason in Punta Gorda, you're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Hello.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I saw an interview where Eli was pretty adamant that he fully expects them to use their first-round pick on a big-name quarterback to sit behind him a year or two and learn.
I read for them also. That's what I think they are doing. I think this is a late smokescreen.
And it could
honestly,
be.
These franchises need to start going so they have left bus with these first-rounders.
Yeah, well, I also think, all I know is the last four or five reports I've read, you know, rumors and all that crap, say the Giants are going to go for a defensive lineman. I don't know, but with Gettleman, Jason, do you trust him? I mean, he's gone. And then this other thing about what's his name from Ohio State falling, because he can't run the 40-yard dash. Who cares?
Who fell because he can't run the 40?
Oh, Haskins' stock is falling.
Allegedly, Haskins' stock is falling, which I do not.
I don't believe that.
Agree with that at all, and allegedly because he didn't run a great 40. I mean,
I'll make a bet with you right now that he's taken inside the top six.
He should be. He should go to the Giants.
He should go to the Giants.
He should go to the Giants.
I don't need my quarterback running fast 40 times because they never do anyway.
With offensive linemen. I don't care what my offensive linemen or defensive linemen running, defensive tackles, I should say, running a. I don't need a 4.540.
What do we got, Chris? What do we got?
Week three, Sunday Night Football. The Rams hit the road to take on the Cleveland Browns.
Ooh, that's saucy.
That's a fun little matchup right there.
That's for the first time since 2008.
Wow.
The Browns on Sunday Night Football. First time
in
11 years.
I was in high school then.
Wow. Now, they were on prime time. Was that a Thursday night game when Baker came off the bench? And
yeah, that was Thursday night against the Jets, right?
Yeah.
Yep. I think
I remember I was on first and last the next morning. I had to stay up till I'd pull an all-nighter.
Yeah.
I had to watch Bakes and then go talk about it on first and last. Wow. Good times. Sunday night, the Browns have arrived.
They have, man. There's real hype around that team, which gives all of us Dolphin fans and other fan bases out there.
You still got to wonder, Cincinnati Bengals, though,
you're going to get it right eventually.
Really? I've been waiting 50 years.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. But I think the Dolphins are a lot more
like the Browns than the Lions, though.
I think they have great potential in Cleveland. I still think people are discounting the Steelers way too early. I still think 9 wins is going to win that division, maybe 10. But I think it's coming right down to the wire. I think the Ravens are going to be heard from. And I still want to see the chemistry between Baker and Mayfield. Not when things are going well, but when Odell Beckham Jr. and Landry and Callaway, one of those three is going to say something stupid or do something stupid or complain about something. And it's going to be really interesting to see how Baker Mayfield handles it.
Well, we saw Landry last year. And even Landry in Miami.
Yeah.
He might have... I don't even want to say a problem behind the scenes because I don't think that he does. I think that he's a passionate, fiery dude, and that can sometimes rub people the wrong way. Adam Gase. I don't think that was fair to put that label on him in Miami, that he was somehow a locker room cancer or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't think that was fair for Jarvis Landry. And from what we've seen from Odell, look, there are antics on the sideline. But I really do think it all comes from a good place, that he really does want to be on a winning team.
Who
complains about not getting the ball enough first, Odell Beckham Jr. or Antonio Brown?
Antonio Brown.
I like how you didn't even hesitate, because I agree with you 100%.
Antonio Brown.
So
when things don't go.
It's going to be Derek Carr's worst nightmare.
Yeah, they don't go well for the Raiders. You know, I feel my Hugh Freeze lock is looking so good. Yeah, I'm almost one of the double sandwich bet it.
Hugh Freeze versus...
John Gruden. The Cleveland Browns fascinate me because it really is... Sometimes you get... That's a lot of egos for a second-year quarterback to handle. I think he can do it. But, man, just, can Kitchens do it?
But that's
can the head coach do it?
That's what we all said that we loved about Baker coming out.
Yeah. What about the coach, though?
Was that it was the swagger,
Kitchens.
Man.
Yeah.
His ability. What about Freddie Kitchens, though? Can he handle it?
That I don't know.
There's a lot.
That I don't know.
There are people who have this team in the Super Bowl already.
I'm not going that far. I'm just saying that they're going to be a very entertaining team.
They should be.
Yeah.
They should be. But we have seen in sports before sometimes you look at it on a paper preseason. It doesn't matter what sport. And you go, wow. And then all of a sudden, a few weeks into the season, you go, oh, my God. How can they be this bad? Look what they got on paper. But
I mean, I really did like everything I heard from Freddie Kitchens in the
press conference.
He talks up a good game.
A couple weeks ago.
Can he coach it? Can he control egos? He's never been a head coach.
That's the thing.
Well, you know he's got an immaculate background when he quarterback at Alabama. Come on.
What is that?
Guy knows his stuff.
Yeah, he may know his stuff. Well, listen to him is another issue.
By the way, your boy Nick Saban's out 6 to 8 weeks with a new hip or something. I don't know.
A bad hip.
A lot of interceptions in the spring game this past weekend.
Yeah, that defense is looking good.
That's what we say. Now.
You can always spin it, Craig. You can always spin it. That's why I love the spring game. Oh, did you see what the Florida Gators did for the spring game?
No.
Hold on 1 second.
What?
They fudged their attendance. Because everybody does.
Well, Florida State's was awful. We know that. Like 10 people showed up.
Was it really bad?
It was hilarious. Hold on.
Was the swamp empty?
Just bam. No. It was about Georgia's game. They were throwing a lot of shade.
Because Georgia announced that they had, 60,000 or something like that? Yeah.
So. That should be on SEC Network. They televise all of them. So was that over the weekend?
It should be on again.
I'll DVR. I DVR'd the Florida one last year. But really?
Felipe Franks.
Yeah, because we wanted to see him.
Right.
Wasn't great.
No, it wasn't.
Wasn't even very good.
But
I wouldn't mind. I'd like to see Georgia's spring game.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't mind checking that out. I'm sure that was quite the scene down there, getting that SEC country spring football.
I saw part of Mississippi's a little bit a couple weeks ago. That was kind of ugly. It was very one-sided, 35-7.
A lot of people at that?
Yes, there were, actually.
Okay.
Yep.
Kind of a dumpy stadium, don't they?
Yeah. What else are you going to do?
I know. That's what I'm saying. Compared, it's like there's the SEC and then there's them. But what are you going to do?
Penn State quarterback Tommy Stevens has reportedly entered the NCAA transfer portal. Well, you know what that means. So he's psychologically damaged in Happy Valley.
Somebody beat him out at spring football.
Yeah, yep.
Exactly what that
meant. It was
meant.
Long presumed replacement for Trace McSorley at Penn State. He was the number two quarterback behind McSorley the past 3 years after the two competed for the starting role ahead of the 2016 season. For combined 506 yards and 8 touchdowns, rushing while catching 14 passes for 62 yards and 2 scores over the past 3 years. In relief of McSorley, he also completed 24 of 41 for 304 yards, but 6'5", 230-pound, fifth-year senior, limited this spring due to a foot injury. If he transfers, Stevens will be immediately eligible at another school in 2019. 6'5", 230.
It's taller than Kyler Murray.
Who isn't?
That's big. Exactly. All right, Chris, have we vamped long enough? Have you found the story that you're looking for Florida football?
And now there's pressure on me and...
Are you fat fingers and typing and all that now not working out for you?
No, the problem was I saw it last night. And
right, I'm going to Gators football.
Why don't you paraphrase
I'm on Gators football on Twitter.
I can't paraphrase it. It can't be done.
It can't be done?
No.
Sheesh.
Well, let's see.
I apologize to everybody because this was a good tweet. The Gators did a great job.
So did they enhance and fake their attendance? Is that what you're basically saying?
Let me paraphrase. Kind of what you. It was, but it was more clever than that.
All right,
a lot more clever than that.
I'm looking at the game summary.
By the way, while the two of you are looking up stats,
I can delete my AAF news tab. Huh?
Yeah, you can eliminate that.
Get rid of that one.
I want to thank everybody who came out to poker night last night out at the dog track there at Bonita Beach Road, the Naples Fort Myers dog track. We play poker every third Tuesday. You're all invited. Pete Shepard did very nicely. Went into the wee hours.
Yes, we did. Shot the five ways at the end. It was great. We all took away some Skittles. It was very, very nice. Josh did a great job running the room. Tammy was awesome. Serving cocktails and food. Fantastic. Great time had by y'all.
Good. Again, third Tuesday every month, you're invited to join us out there. Bounties, $100 knocking me out. I did not do as well as you. I did not.
Mm-hmm.
But I just couldn't get anything rolling. Only won a couple hands all
night. All right, here we go. So the actual attendance was about 41,000 for the Gators, right?
Yeah.
They announced the attendance of 39,476.
Okay.
What a random number, you might say.
Right. Yeah.
Dan Mullen told reporters, look into the number. That's not the real number. Look into why we announced that as our announced attendance.
Well, it's not too far off.
Well, it took 72 hours.
Yeah.
But they came up with it.
What is it?
Remember, 39,476. It has been 39 years since Georgia has last won a national championship, and the Bulldogs have played 476 games since reaching the pinnacle of college football.
I love it,
University of Florida. Well done.
I like it very much. In your face, Uga.
Oh, man.
Man, all right. That's good. See,
I liked it.
Because I told you back in my day when I was an announcer at the Citadel, they'd take a look at the associate athletic director would take out a dollar bill, look at the serial numbers, and that's the attendance they'd put.
Like the last four? Or, yeah. No, last three?
No, last four.
Last four?
We had close to about 1,000. Yeah, it wasn't. But
you couldn't give anything too unrealistic.
Right.
9,000? No. Yeah, right. No, we hold 6.
Right. Well, it only holds 4,500, so it's half the size of Duke Cameron Indoor. Yeah.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Also check us out on Facebook Live and on Twitter at 99.3 ESPN. Speaking of Twitter, in a moment... I want to get into, we have the Dolphins full schedule. It's just been released, but we'll get to that in just a second. The past couple, I was a little critical of Game of Thrones earlier this week.
Yes, you were.
And our girl Faith, who acts like an ex-wife toward me, even though I like Faith. Faith calls, Faith writes, Faith always listens to the show.
You.
She knows Chris personally. Yesterday... She ripped me on the text line, and then she called to rip me Then she tweeted out at me today saying, like, I'm paraphrasing here, but a person that rips Game of Thrones and all of its dragons and castles and comparing it like it's Shrek and minimizing how important it is.
Fact.
It was pretty funny.
Good
I liked
point.
It.
Yeah.
Now, we just did the Gator story about the attendance figures with Georgia.
She's a Bulldog fan.
Well,
obviously.
But we all liked what Florida did, but she writes to me on the Stony Brook Golf Club text line.
Yeah.
In capital letters, like all caps got.
Yeah.
Shut it, Craig.
Hashtag
Sick'em, which I thought was a Baylor Bears thing, not a Georgia Bulldog.
She also go said, dogs, isn't
so
it?
I think she messed that up.
Dogs spelled incorrectly, obviously.
D-A-W-G.
Because Georgia.
Then she says, I've never hated the Gators more.
Well, she is all over me.
That's not true. I'm sure Faith hated the Gators when Tim Tebow was quarterback. Beat you all those years. All right, Miami Dolphins schedule.
Here we go.
This is leaked.
What's your source?
Now let's do the win-loss thing
hold on,
for real.
Hold on. What's your source?
No, NFL update.
Oh, so that's real.
Yeah.
Because there's been conflicting reports about the
Dolphins
playing on
Thanksgiving
Day.
We're giving you guys the information that we have at our fingertips.
But according to this, they are not playing the Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day.
They're playing the Cowboys in week three. The Dolphins open up against four straight playoff teams from last year.
All right, are we doing the win-loss thing here? Okay, go.
Baltimore.
Win.
Loss. What win?
Why is that a win? Just saying stuff. New England.
Loss.
Oh, there you go. At Dallas.
Loss.
Win. The Chargers.
Win.
Loss.
0-4 going into the bye week, week five, which is very important. Yeah. Have a lot of banged up bodies come the end of the season.
A real fan would want that bye in the middle of the season, like 9 or 8, 9 or 10.
He doesn't want normal season.
I know that, so it's good for you.
Okay, continue.
I can't explain it to him any clearer, can I, Craig?
He's a Patriot.
I can't do it any clearer.
He looks at the world through Patriot glasses. I understand your philosophy behind it. You prefer because you think they're going to tank.
They're going to tank.
Okay.
All right. So after the bye week in week five, the Dolphins host the
Washington
Redskins.
Win.
Then back.
They host them?
Yeah,
you could win that game.
I'm going to give the Dolphins that one.
All right, you're 1-4.
Especially coming off a bye.
Coming off the bye.
Yeah.
Redskins with no quarterback.
Then back-to-back road games at Buffalo, at Pittsburgh on Monday Night Football.
Win.
That's
win.
Two losses? No, that's two losses.
No, that's not
losses.
A win at Pittsburgh. That's it's two losses.
Two losses.
All right, week nine, hosting the Jets.
Win.
Hosting the Jets?
Hosting the Jets, week nine.
I think we agreed earlier we want to split these.
Okay,
so you're winning that game.
All right, week 10 at Indy.
Win.
Loss.
Nope. Week 11 against the Bills.
That's win. In Buffalo. No.
That's in Miami.
It's in Miami, week 11.
I want to give you a split against the Bills. The Bills and the I want to
Wait,
split.
Wait, so the Dolphins are going 2-4 in the AFC East? Because if you're splitting with the Jets, are you splitting with the Bills too? Because I think that this has 1-5 written all over it.
All right, so you're going to win one of the four games between
the Bills and
the Bills
Jets.
Jets. So I'm going to give you a loss here.
All right, at Cleveland, week 12.
Win. Loss.
Eagles in Miami,
loss.
Week 13.
Win.
Jets, Giants, both in New York, week 14, 15.
Will they stay up there?
Jets, Giants.
Win, win.
I'm going to say loss to the Jets, but you could beat the Giants.
See, week 15 and 16 are critical this year for the Miami Dolphins. Week 15 at the Giants. Week 16 hosting the Bengals.
Win.
Okay.
Guys playing
back
for
up
jobs.
Before we play the Bengals.
Right.
If you beat the Giants, that's three wins. You know that's my threshold for Tank
That's
Tua.
It. Right. Right.
You
that's what I'm saying.
You cannot win any more games.
That's what I'm saying.
And
so,
you're telling me you got the Bengals the following week?
Right.
Guys that's playing for jobs.
Where at?
Miami.
Miami.
Oh, I feel bad.
Now, I do believe the Bengals have beat the Dolphins the last three times that they've played.
Yeah, but you saw that was a game given away last year.
I don't care, Pete, because nobody on the Dolphins roster can cover A.J. Green. Go look at the guy's stats when he plays Miami.
Yeah. People fighting
it's
for
insane.
Jobs. Win.
Right,
Dolphins
I got
win.
You at 4-12. What else we got?
And then at New England to close out the season.
Which, if they tank it and don't need to win, you could win that game.
No.
They've done it in the past with Miami. They've done it in the past.
You do
with the
realize
Dolphins.
What you just rattled off. The Dolphins are going 13-3.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. All right, Chris. I got you 4-12, and you've just blown the Tua.
Right. That's where. But I think that it's really big that the bye week is in week five.
Yeah.
I mean, that is that's the
worst. That's the worst one.
That's the worst bye week. The NFL really did the Miami Dolphins a lot of favors with this schedule, I think.
Yeah. So maybe you lose the Giant game. You've got to lose the Giant game. Tank for two.
Got to lose the Giant game.
That's your whole season.
It's so simple.
That's your whole season right there.
Here are the wins. Coming off the bye week, hosting the Redskins.
Yep.
Split, going 1-3 against the Jets and the Bills.
Yep.
And then splitting with the Giants and Bengals. There's your three.
Yeah, you can't win both those games.
Get Brian Flores on the phone. I got to Chris Gray. I got to talk to somebody in the front office.
You will upset somebody you don't think you're going to upset. And you might lose. And you might lose to somebody that you think you might win. It's good.
I don't think we're going to win any. I'm giving us the benefit of the doubt on a lot of
these. The Dolphins as peaks and valleys. I think they're going to be...
Yeah, peak and valleys.
They are going to fight hard. I don't think they're going to lay down. Now, they may...
Pete, I don't think they're going to lay down either. I think there's a serious lack of talent on that roster.
They're going to play hard.
I agree.
Then that's what the coach is going to... Flores is going to say at every press conference, well, I'm really proud of my guys. They really played hard today.
I don't think he'll do that.
Unfortunately, we came up with the loss.
I don't think Flores will do that. I don't think he will. It's not going to be acceptable.
What do you mean acceptable? He doesn't have any talent.
No, he's not going to sit there, and he was not going to blame. No moral victory. It's not going to be like, oh, we played hard. Just, oh, shucks, golly gee, we don't have the talent. He won't play it off that way, and he shouldn't.
Is he going to come out and say, like, Chris Sale, we suck tonight?
Yes. What he's going to do is going to take
his locker room.
He's like, look, we need to execute better. We need to play better. You know, I'm not going to sit here and
I think you're right. I think Brian Flores is going to be an excellent coach. Now, I don't know if it'll be in Miami. I hope it is. I hope he's given the time to sit and grow with this roster.
But I don't think he's going to go to gosh, oh, golly, gee, if only we had this. If only he's not going to be an excuse maker. That's all I'm saying.
I didn't say that.
No, I know what you mean. I know, but I'm saying I don't think he's going to present that. The moral victory image. Well, we play tough. You know, we got to execute better in the fourth quarter. We're going to play better. I think you're going to hear a lot of that, but I don't think you're going to hear about lack of talent or excuses or any of that stuff. And what you're saying is all true. I'm just saying he is not going to come off that way. Other coaches might. Oh,
breaking news! Breaking news!
Turn you back up there. Being reported by, let me find my tweet here, Bruce Feldman.
Hello, Feldman.
Scott Woodward, athletic director at Texas A&M, is expected to leave to become the new athletic director at LSU.
That's Jimbo Fisher's best friend. He said, look, you're giving me $70 million, and it's my best friend. I'm coming to Texas A&M.
I am stunned.
This news is coming out of College Station, not Baton Rouge.
And the Athletic had it for...
That means he just turned in his resignation.
But that is unbelievable.
Wow.
I'm surprised he left that job.
I'm stunned that he left that job.
I'm surprised it happened this quickly. I feel it just got to let go today.
What is Jimbo going to say? How's this guy? I mean,
Jimbo will be just fine.
What's Jimbo's buyout?
$75 million.
That's the buyout?
It's a fully guaranteed contract.
He's going to be the head.
I'm telling you.
He's going to replace Ogeron.
If Ed Ogeron loses two games this year, Jimbo Fisher is the next coach over there. This is the most unreasonable fan base in America.
Yeah, but they always tried that a couple years ago. It didn't work. They did try to get Jimbo to go there. They screwed it up.
I know.
Alan screwed it up.
Yeah, you're right.
That's why I ain't there.
GOT Road Rage guy says, I'm pissed Shepard saying it's undefeated season over here. No. I think you got four wins. I think realistically four wins. Possibly could be six, but I think four is realistic.
Six?
Four is realistic.
Six?
No, six was what they had last year.
No, they had seven.
Oh, I predicted six.
No, they had six with Jay Cutler the year prior.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which they should have had
nine. I predicted
nine.
Six last year. When everybody said they were going to win three, I gave them the benefit of the doubt. This year, I'm doing the opposite. I'm like, look, there's four wins on here. There's four wins.
I don't think there's four.
Which is one too many.
I don't think there's four.
Why would you catch Baltimore napping week one?
That won't happen.
Why?
I'm with Pete on one thing here. There's going to be a game in there. You're not supposed to win. You will. But you'll lose a game you're not.
Right. That's what I, yeah.
So I'm going to give you four.
I think that first game against Baltimore is, what do you think? Baltimore's going to go to Miami opening day and Lamar Jackson going to light everybody up?
He's from South Florida. No, it's a homecoming, man. He's going to tear it up.
I think, but the Dolphins are going to have a lot to prove in week one. They want to show their coach what they're made of. I don't think that's going to be a cakewalk for the Ravens.
Okay, I don't think Lamar Jackson is going to light up the Miami Dolphins defense. I think it's going to be Mark Ingram.
Oh, you are underestimating the power of
That defensive line? Yeah.
Fitzpatrick.
In week one, he does have magic.
He does.
He's got magic. Yeah, you know what he's also got? A fat gut right now because the guy's fat and out of shape.
And an extra two chins, but that's covered by
Fitzpatrick.
The beer.
I shouldn't have said that. Now, do you think that the back of the jersey, because Fitzpatrick, already pretty long last name.
Yeah.
Do you think that Minka will have to wear the M and Ryan will have to wear the R? You're pressed for space on that uniform.
Yeah. I think they're going to have to.
I think you just go two Fitzpatricks.
You know, they made Barry Sanders put a B on one year when there was another Sanders on the team.
Really?
So how ridiculous is that?
Unbelievable. The other guy wears the initial.
Right,
Barry
right.
Sanders.
Yeah.
No, that's your jersey.
Right, right. Exactly.
Or you cut the other Sanders, so you don't do that. That's bad GMing right there.
Bleeding years.
Well, it was Matt Millen at the time.
GOT guy, bleeding years, says Jackson sucks. He doesn't suck.
He sucked in the playoffs last year against the Chargers.
It was awful, but that was a horrible game plan by Harbaugh. Terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Well, the 7DB thing worked for the Chargers that week. It didn't work in Foxborough the following week.
Mark Charlotte Joe, Pete, do you think the Pats will blow out the Steelers in week one? No. I don't.
Actually, I think the Steelers win that game.
They might.
With who? They gave away all their talent.
Big Ben. Juju. Big
it's week Ben. One. I told you.
Connors.
Week one. They got humiliated a couple of years.
By the way, you mentioned the Chargers. Going with the Powder Blues all year at home is what I read today.
I know. That's great.
It's nice.
Great PR move. Maybe you get some Chargers fans in that stadium this year.
They're trying. Oh, man.
Be curious to see their home stadium. They had so many like big time fan bases at the StubHub Center last year.
Yeah, like the Eagles.
Well, and you just look in their division, right?
Yeah.
Broncos, Chiefs, Raiders. Like all of those fan bases travel pretty well.
Fat magic.
Is that what we're calling Fitz magic now?
Jumbo Shrimp.
How did I not think of that?
How does Jumbo Shrimp get his name?
I don't know.
Fat magic is good for 6 wins.
I forget how we named
it. Oh, that
Jumbo
would kill
Shrimp.
You, Chris, if they ever pulled that off.
Six?
6 wins.
Oh, once I get to 3, I'll start the bench, whatever his name is.
Hey, good question from 239. I never understood that. Putting the first initial and the last name when the two players have the same last name. Isn't that the whole point of having numbers on the jerseys and the ability to distinguish them? I'm not confusing number 20 with the other Sanders on the team. Good point.
Yep.
We're out of time.
Yeah.
What you got coming up next with Sheeman and Shepherd right here on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Stay with us.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
What You Got, brought to you by our good friends at Twin Peaks. Well, you know, after a long show, you know what sounds good to me? Well, those 29-degree beers. Oh, sounds good. Go check out Twin Peaks, wall-to-wall TVs, made from scratch food. And Twin Peaks eats, drinks, and scenic views. I got a couple things on this day in history. April 17th, 1869. First pro baseball game. The Reds beat the Cincinnati Amateurs 24-15. Not a lot of pitching in that game. 1892 was the first Sunday National League baseball game. They used to not play on Sundays. Also, the Reds beat the Cardinals 5-1.
Like from the National League or
yeah.
National League?
National League.
Oh.
Yeah. Fun fact or unfun fact that doesn't have to do with sports on this day in 1961, Bay of Pigs invasion. Big day in our American history.
Yeah.
Not a great day.
Oof.
1967 on this day, Catherine Switzer became the first woman to officially run the Boston Marathon.
Cat.
How about that? And on this day in 1999, the Saints and the Redskins had a little trade for the NFL draft.
Sticky Icky.
Everybody for Sticky Icky. Ditka for the 5th pick in the draft. Gave away his entire draft. Then the coach of the Saints to the Redskins.
Still one of my favorite Dolphins.
In order to get the rights to pick Sticky Icky Ricky at number 5.
Unreal.
That's it. What do you got, Pete Shepard?
John Daly tells TMZ Sports he knows Tiger Woods is going to break Jack Nicklaus's all-time major championships record, saying straight up it's fate. Quote, I not only think, I know he will. It's just destiny.
Huh.
Daly says, like the Cubs winning and the Red Sox winning the World Series, it's just bound to happen that Tiger passes Jack's 18 majors mark. Tiger only three shy of tying the record. Daly certainly thinks so. Quote, I've never thought he was gone. I still feel like he's going to win Nicklaus records, and I've always believed in him. Wonderful.
All right. Well, he better get two more chipped off this year. That's what I'm thinking. All right. Chris, what you got? Stone Cold Lock of the Night?
Before my lock, the Bucks schedule starting to come together. They will open up week two on Thursday Night Football in Carolina against Cam and the Panthers. Well, okay. Against the Panthers. We don't know about Cam.
Right.
All right. Last night gave you Toronto, told you to lay the 10.
Uh-huh.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
It's a 30-point win. I'm now 17-12 year to date on a one-game winning streak. I got to tell you,
I like all
the dogs tonight.
Do you?
I do.
I do too.
I'm going to go with the Pacers plus the 8. I don't think they win the game, but
Hofford's touch and go too.
Is he?
Yeah.
That makes me feel even better about that one.
Quote unquote, give it a go.
I just can't imagine they have such a poor offensive game back to back games. I think that they score enough to keep it within 8 points.
All right.
My pick sucked last night. You lost. I had Oklahoma City.
It was opposite picks.
Terrible. They got blown up by 20. I'm still well over 500. But tonight, I like the Utah Jazz plus 7.5 against Houston.
Might have a little parlay going with those two tonight, actually.
Yep.
I'm going to throw one in there.
All right.
Wow.
What's the Bucks over the
15
Pistons?
And a half. It's 15. Up to 15.5 now.
Yeah, hold on. Let me look it up.
It's 15.5.
All right. They will destroy the Pistons.
15 on the nose.
All right.
Okay.
They'll beat the Pistons by like 25 tonight. So
I kind of like the Pistons plus the 15.
You like the all right. Well,
I do.
I'm going against the Pistons.
But I'm a sucker for underdog.
No Blake Griffin again.
I'm a sucker for a good underdog.
I'm putting this one on the board. All right. That'll do it. Spain and Fitz coming up here.
Nope. Boston Red Sox, New York Yankees coming up next.
Again?
No, of course.
We do have a Sheeman and Shepherd cash grab coming up at the top of the hour.
Yes, we do.
So listen for the word, all the deets, and you could win $1,000.
That's details for you kids.
That's right. See how cool I am with words? I'm a wordsmith. That's what I do for a living. For Chris.
Human lexicon.
For Pete Shepherd.
Don't call me that.
He's a leprechaun, not a lexicon.
A I'm female Craig leprechaun. Sheeman. Ellen DeGeneres.
I'm Craig Sheeman, and I'm awesome. Have a great night. God bless America. Awesome.